This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back. Right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you're part of the conversation, then you are part of the solution, right? I mean, really, it's that simple for me, anyway. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Look, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there, a lot you can get involved with. And you know, guys, you really do. You need to get involved. I say this every night. I know some of you are tired of me. You even told me, you know, I mean, God, you have to remind us every night. Well, apparently I do. So I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you paying attention. Got a lot going on tonight. I know the president's speaking in a little bit. So I'll try to get the important stuff in first. And again, I always appreciate the time that you're with us. And, you know, in watching the beginning parts, especially, I don't know if you guys have some of you are watching RNC, some of you aren't. And that's okay, I get it, you know, you got your thing. But I don't know, if you've really been paying attention, right? If you're really watching what's going on. He's bringing, well, the RNC, I should say, they're bringing everyday people on, right? They're bringing people that are affected by what a president would do. They're bringing people on that, you know, you see them, some that have part of the walk-away movement, if you would. People who left the party because they said, look, the party was going nowhere where I thought it was. And you see more and more people say that about the Democrat Party. When you look at, you know, they said, no, Joe's been, I don't know if you've been listening to some of the other news outlets, well, fake news outlets, whatever. How about the commentary? Let's call them commentators on other outlets. How about that? Can we do that? But they're talking about how this is, No. Democrats have been speaking out against the violence all along. Like, really? On what planet? On what station? No, think about it. Have you heard them screaming about this? About the violence that goes on? It needs to stop? When Don Lemon from CNN finally opens his mouth and says, hey, notice he didn't say the violence is wrong. It needs to stop. He said, it needs to stop. The polls are showing it's affecting us. Let that sink in. Let's not stop because it's bad, right? Let's not do that. God forbid. No, we need to stop because, hey, the polls ain't looking good for us. So shut up. Let's get in. And then you can do whatever you want to do. Because that's what most of them say. I've been there, I know. When I was running for school board, many people said to me, you know, keep your mouth shut, stop being so hardcore right, and you got to get in to make the change. I go, no, that's lying. I mean, isn't it? That's lying. People need to know who you are, what you stand for, and why. Now, as much as you may not like, some of you may really not care for the way that Donald Trump says it. It doesn't really matter. Does he get it done? I'm listening to this guy today that he was talking about how he voted for Donald Trump. He sat there and he said he really liked what Donald Trump's been able to accomplish, what he's done for the country. You ready for it? Here it comes. And then he says, but I don't like the way he says it. I don't like the way he talks to people. Right? And I'm thinking, it got going on in my mind. If I'm drowning, do I want the guy saving me to speak proper English? Or do I want to make sure he knows how to swim? Which is it? No joke. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. So when I hear these people who like what he's accomplished, but doesn't like the way he says it, my attitude is, I don't want you fighting alongside of me. I'm sorry, I jumped right into it. I really don't. I don't want to go, as Rick Green says, I love one of the terms he uses. He says, you know, Joe, I would go shield to shield with you anytime. And, you know, I like that. It's a big deal. You know what I mean? But when are we going to start? I'm sorry. I'm starting off on a negative, but I don't really care. You need to pay attention. When are we going to start fighting? When are we going to actually take back what's rightfully ours, what God gave us? What do you think is riling up the Dems so much about Donald Trump getting back in? Look what he set up. Forget the economy portion. Let's forget all of that. But look at what he's overturned. Look at what he shed light on. Look at the corruption that's been going down that he shed light on. We have found out that now you're actually seeing with the papers that have been released, you're actually seeing what Comey and team did in the FBI and the lies that were going back and forth. Where are the Dems on this? So, you know, they're blaming Barr for it. They're blaming everybody but the Dems that lied to the FBI. So apparently it's what I've always been saying. There are, I know we joke about it, say there are no standards, but there are two sets of standards. One for them and one for us. And Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Guess who joins me after the break? If you don't know, you ain't been around long enough. Come on back. A lot more going on. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is the worst-looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and all of that. And listen, head up to the website, sign up for the email blast, sign up for the, and you don't have to go to the website for this, but if you text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222, you get text alerts on the show. It's really that simple. And you don't even have to have graduated from high school to know how to text. Believe me, I see the little kids doing it all the time. So if they can do it, I'm sure you can handle it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Lots going on in the news today. And I got to tell you something. I am getting somewhat hopeful and concerned at the same time. And I'll explain that to you when I bring my guest on. All right. So Zoe joins us, as he does every week. Alfonso Rachel is the host of the Zopian Den, the Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible. Yeah, I chewed my tongue on that one. Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study. Can you just call it the non-old man's Bible study? How's that?
Heck no, man. There's some cool old folks, too.
Yeah, well, very few. I'm telling
you. I may be one someday.
Yeah. Oh, God. But again, tell people how they can hear your music and what you got going on and how they can find your Bible study, because it's good.
Thanks, man. Thank you, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. See, there, I go fumbling my words, too, man. I got, and where you can find the Zopium Den, the house, which is the house of the
can we cut this and go back and, oh, it's live. It's live, dude.
Right. I don't have my coffee, man. But it's the House of the Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study. I got the Zoloft. I got my music project, 20 Pound Sledge. And I produced another album with singer Ava Aston. I hope y'all check it out. It's a little bit of like indie pop, R&B. You know, there's some artists that, you know, trust, if there's some artists that you liked back in the 80s and the 70s, you know, like whether it be Pat Benatar or Dale Bozio or something like that, I think you'll really like this album. Tina Marie.
Oh, I did like Pat Benatar. I like that hard female voice, you know, singing those songs. That was good.
Yeah, I think folks will really dig this album.
Listen, between you and me, I was not into disco. Do you know what I'm saying, man? I mean, seriously. picture me in a jumpsuit, and you'll know why. Anyhow.
It's an acquired taste, I suppose.
An acquired taste? Are you serious? Silk shirts and polyester suits? Yeah, that's acquired, all right.
Man, they didn't put polyester and silk shirts on the turntable, man. This disco was more than the combustible clothes that they was wearing.
But you had to dress like them. Otherwise, you like, right? I mean, you didn't show up to a disco in cowboy boots. It just didn't go together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay, there is that. You know, I'm a fan of bell bottoms, man. I love bell bottoms.
Oh, wow.
Love them.
Oh, I gotta get a hold of somebody and see if you got some pictures from the early days. That would be really cool to put up right next to your head while you're talking. Anyway. God, all right. So, yeah, we're back at it again, and I'm loving this. And you know, you talk about a little miracle going on here in Los Angeles. Well, maybe it's a major miracle. John MacArthur has refused to close the churches down. And he says, look, we're going to meet every Sunday. We're going to do the best we can to maintain, and we're going to do what we can to be safe and what have you, but we're not stopping. And so the police on several occasions now have gone to L.A. Superior Court to get, an injunction against them to close them down. And the four times now, the judges won't issue one. They won't touch it. And either they're deathly afraid of God or they just think this is flat out wrong. One of the two. But I mean, think about that. There has to be a movement of the spirit in Los Angeles when they won't issue an order to shut down a church that technically or for the moment breaking the law. What do you think?
Well, yeah, like you said, technically, because breaking the law would be keeping people from assembling at church. That would be more like breaking the law. That would be it's freedom of religion or free religious exercise, I should say. That's the first right of the First Amendment, man. That's something that's not supposed to be gotten in the way of. And we've done our due diligence, man. We listened to the state on this, and the state did right. It's like, okay, we don't know what this is. You know, you guys might want to stay in your homes for a little bit. According to the Word of God, which has already given us sanctions on these things about hygiene, social distancing, and quarantining, the Word of God has already told us how to do that when they were making fun of us Christians for that stuff. And so we've done our due diligence. We've cooperated. It's time to get back into the Word of God. So,
yep.
You know.
Amen. I'm with you. And you've seen, you know, it's funny. John MacArthur said that at the last church service, he was thoroughly amazed at how many people showed up. Okay. And that they would have had to bring 50 buses with them in order to arrest everybody and take them to jail. People just said, the heck with it. We're going to come together with our brothers and sisters. Arrest us if you need to. I mean, and that's kind of the attitude. Not be stupid, but that's the kind of attitude we need to take at this point. Don't you think?
Oh, for sure. Because, you know, how is it going to go from we're going to let people out of church, but we're going to let people out of prison. Sorry about that.
Well, some churches might be considered a little bit like prison, bro.
Yeah, right. Hey, according to Jesus, they kind of work. It's like, hey, man, you guys are doing this wrong. You can't live up to your religion. That's going to get you in trouble. But anyway, it's like they're talking about letting people out of prison, but they want to put people who are going to church in jail. It's like, man, that don't make any sense, or give them citations and stuff like that. How y'all going to be lax on rioters and lawbreakers and stuff like that, but going to come and bully people going to church? What's up with that?
Yeah, you look at what's going on in those riots, and even in the more peaceful riots, I'll even give them credit, but even in the more peaceful riots, They're not wearing masks. They're holding up signs, you know, and they're waving the sign. So if they sneeze while they're waving the sign, look at, they're pushing that stuff out to more people. They should be double arrested or something. I mean,
oh, sure.
I mean, this is how crazy this is. But, you know, I want to talk to you a little bit about this Jacob Blake shooting. And it goes in line with most of the other ones. And again, I want to, I keep telling people, just for a second, start the conversation off with, take the black out of it. Let's stop saying another black guy got shot. How about this? Let's start off with this guy got shot 7 times in the back. That's terrible. Doesn't matter what color you are. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Doesn't matter what color you are, right? But now we see more of the video. There was somebody else that took a video from a different angle, from further away, and now we see what was going down with this person. And now, you know, now we find out there was a warrant for his arrest. All right, and, you know, for domestic abuse or something along those lines, you start looking at everything that happened. Sure. They're yelling at him to stop. He keeps walking away. He leans into the car. Somebody screams he's got a knife, and he gets shot. All right?
Yeah.
Now, let's get past, so he gets shot. Now the crowd says there was no knife, the cop. Now, guess what? They found a knife in the car, right under the front mat where he was reaching. So you're sitting here saying to yourself, so now every time somebody of color gets shot, this is a reason to go with your get stuff free card at CVS and Target, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It ain't helping.
No, you're right, man. And even the media's controlling the narrative and all, trying to make it worse than it was. There were 7 shots fired, as far as I know. He took four to the back. And, I mean, bottom line is he's dead, but the reason why I'm making that distinction, Joe, is because that's what the media does. They play things up.
Right.
And it's like, you know, it's like, look, man, the guy's already, right, he's already dead. You know,
I talk too much. You got to take a break. Take a breath.
Oh, sorry.
Yep. Be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In an in-person roll call vote, Republicans officially renominated President Trump to represent their party on the ballot November 3rd in the presidential election.
I humbly and gratefully accept your nomination for the presidency of the United States.
The vote was a mere formality as Trump ran virtually unopposed, winning every GOP delegate except for one in Iowa that went to former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld. The president also reminded the country that he would be running as the law and order candidate.
But we will also be a country of law and order. The crime and violence that today afflicts our nation will soon, and I mean very soon, come to an end.
The Republican National Convention runs through Thursday, and the president will give his formal speech Thursday night. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
An oldie but a goodie.
Feel the rhythm now.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I really do, whether you believe it or not, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And, you know, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, just sign up for the email blast. If you don't like it, you don't like the information that comes across, you can always can it. I know, look, if you know how to sign up for one, you know how to unsubscribe. It's at the bottom of the email. It's not a big deal. It's not that hard, people. So anyway, just sign up for the email blast. It helps me in a lot of ways. You don't like it, stop taking it. That's it. So Afonso Rachel joins me, as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me, lovingly referred to as Zoe. He is the host of the Zopium Den, the Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study, and your music gig. What is it? With the Bronze Serpent and something.
Bronze Serpent Media is my production moniker. That's my website. Bronze where Serpent. I do have my music, like 20 Pound Sledge. And a new album that I just released with featuring Ava Aston. So, you know, folks want to, that's going to be actually released tomorrow. So it'll be available by midnight Eastern time tonight.
I don't know,
so
dude. What is the snake thing? Is that like demonic or something? Isn't that the one that they were
talking
about some garden?
Yeah.
Or
no. Man, I hope folks know that I'm being facetious, man. Yes. They have read John 3:14-16 to understand what the bronze servant is, you know, man.
Yeah. So I do that because, you know, some people, they take things the wrong way. That might be the first time they're listening to the show, and it's kind of like, you know what, just sit back, relax, listen to the words, listen to the character, listen to the heart, listen to the spirit, and you'll figure it out. You know, you don't even need a college degree for it. Really, it's that simple. So.
Well, I don't know, man. My stuff's kind of, you know,
yes,
profundus, and you might need a little bit of a pedicure.
Real cerebral. Before we get rolling some more. No, go ahead.
Speaking of my numbskull scoldness, man, I think I may have made a wrong conclusion about Jacob Blake. I don't know if he's deceased at this point. I have heard he was paralyzed, and I think I may have jumped the gun. If I misspoke, because people are asking, please forgive me, because I don't want to promote any false conclusions or anything like that. My prayers to him, actually, through this whole thing, that we all get the truth and the record straight on these things.
You know, people don't realize, it's really funny because people don't realize that. And even some of our Christian friends who write certain things, and I look at them, and I go, look, ultimately, and I know it's the same way for you, I want them to come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, okay? Whatever they were doing or what have you and all that other stuff, it's secondary to them coming to the knowledge, you know? But, you know, if that's something they refuse, that's on them. And, you know, that's what's causing most of this, is that this country, these churches, I mean, even churches have turned away from God. And you want to know why we're in the mess that we're in. This is why we're in the mess that we're in.
Sure.
Right? I mean, just craziness going on out there. And as I joked with you during the break, You know, guys standing on a rooftop protecting their businesses or their houses and their families are called vigilantes. I mean, the cops can't go there. Think about that. Can't go there, right? They don't have enough people. And you protecting yourself makes you a vigilante. Yet the boneheads in the street, you know, burning cars, burning buildings, you know, smashing things up. I think there was a couple, a mother and a daughter that was terrorized at a red light two nights ago. That they were supposed to let happen because, you know, they're trying to burn off steam here. So you got to let them burn some steam off, you know?
Right.
Burn down buildings, too, and all that. And, yeah, whatever.
I guess that, what's that movie, man? The Purge?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's wanting their little taste of the purge, man. And man, the thing is, it's just like you said, man. God is being so taken out of these things, and these are the things that happen. Like, even with and they can't even be honest about it. That's the thing, man. They can't even be honest about it. Like, Trump called them out, saying that they left God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. Man, they leave God out of everything. But the thing, and now they're trying to say that we didn't leave God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. Like, yeah, actually, there was instances of y'all having people saying the Pledge of Allegiance and leaving God out of it. And when they get called out on it, Joe, they act like all of a sudden they love God so much. Man, these people are just like the Pharisees and the Sadducees, man, that Jesus called out. I said, man, y'all is hypocrites and fakes, you snakes, right? Jesus knew when to use the word snakes, you know, when it applied to other people, you know what I'm saying? The real bronze serpent. He's like, Jesus be like, hey, man, you're doing snakes wrong. Okay, you're doing snakes wrong. You need to learn from the real bronze serpent, okay? So, but yeah, man, they're the same way now, man. And everything that they do, they leave God out and then try to invoke him, man. It's like some sort of idol to justify their deviltry.
You look at the DNC, and again, let's just say I'm not going to beat on the Democrats because they're Democrats. Look at what happened this year. They had all kinds of people come out in prayer. Listen, I listen to prayer. I don't know how you are, Joe, but I'm not the guy that sits there and goes, yay and amen, if the prayer is so far off, I can't even find it in the Bible. So I listen to what somebody's saying when they're praying. And I listen to these opening prayers, and they were a loyal oath to the Democrat Party. They weren't prayers. You know, when you listen to what these guys were saying, and you're sitting there going, wait a minute, and they all ended in Jesus' name, you go, okay, that's great, but what about the stuff before it? I mean, you're talking about people. You can't be born a racist. That is not the original sin. Stop it. You know, you start trouble right there. But then, to your point, you had two or three caucuses that, as a matter of fact, the LGBTQ caucus went silent on that part because they wanted to be inclusive and make sure that if you wanted to use a word, you could. But they weren't. And
man,
Go ahead.
Matter of fact, today, man, I saw some dude get out of the car. I was getting ready to go get my, get a few groceries. And this dude was getting out of the car. He had the stickers on, man, all the Republican hate speakers, man. Trump's a racist and Trump is this and right. So he's out of, and I looked at the stickers, man, and I kind of looked at him and shook my head. And of course, he was of the LGBTQ persuasion. And so he's like, you know, like, what do you got to say? And I was like, look, man. No, he says, don't tell me that you're a Trump supporter. And I was like, hey, that First Amendment thing that you guys love so much allows me to be able to tell you that I'm a Trump supporter if I want to. So he's like, oh my Lord. And I'm like, really, your Lord? Which Lord are you talking about? He's like, well, actually, I don't believe in any of that stuff. And I'm like, so you're going to invoke somebody that you don't even believe in and you expect to have an intelligent conversation? And he's like, oh my God, Joe, I had to stop the conversation with a look when he said this. He says, oh my, you're being a pain in the butt.
Oh God,
Joe! I had to walk. I was like, I just gave him a look that kind of let him know. I was like, dude, did you really just say I'm a pain in the butt? No comment, bro. No comment.
But does he understand that first comment he made was racist? Because what he really should have said, what it flowed off his tongue is, are you serious? You're black. You're supposed to vote for Democrats, right?
He was about to, Joe. He was about to, and he caught himself. Because he says, you're voting for Trump. You look like, and he stopped. He's like, an intelligent person. I was like, yeah.
No,
like,
right.
I know what you were getting ready to say. Not trying to play thought police or anything like that, but I've been around the block a few times, bro. I know what you were getting ready to say.
Yeah, I had a... a gay guy that we were acquaintances. I'd almost say we were friends at one time, And he asked me, he read something in my book, and he asked me to meet with him, and I did. And, you know, his comment to me basically was, I can't believe, you're too smart. I can't believe you believe a book that was written like 2,000 years ago by a bunch of white guys. Right? You go, well, okay. I don't even know how to respond to that.
That's
you're telling me something
didn't know
that,
he was talking about.
Is it true? Is it true? Listen, I don't know about you, but the Egyptians and the Israelis that I've seen, they're a little dark-skinned.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'd call them white guys, would you?
No, definitely not. I mean, Yeshua himself is a Middle Eastern Jew, so you know, I don't know how this book became a book of white supremacy. And if these people are so, you know, because they usually tend to be of the Black Lives Matter persuasion, well, everybody was black back then anyway, so how did this book become a book of white guys?
Because I hate these guys. Like the ESPN guy came in, he came out, and who was the baseball player or whatever? He wouldn't kneel, right? And he said, "I only kneel for Jesus Christ. That's the only person I will ever kneel for." And I'm like, "Yeah, okay, you know, good for you." He says, "No, listen, I understand that there's issues that the black community has with the police. I'm on board with that. We need to change some things." He was very, you know, very calm and cool about it. And the ESPN guys are going off on him. And probably a fella that couldn't find a Bible if you put it down on his desk says, well, you're not like Jesus. You're not worse because Jesus was a humanitarian. Jesus would have taken a knee. And I'm going, okay, where's the lightning? God, if you really exist, where is the lightning? You know what I'm saying? Where is the pile? Come on, you would have been sitting there in your chair going, how do I get a hold of that guy, right? You would have been wanting to call into that show, wouldn't you?
Man, I tell you what, man, if you're asking where is the lightning, hey, man, we already know that the Lord is going to bring the thunder, okay? You know, when we were kids, man, we used to, like, you know, rub our shoes, like, on the floor and go around and shock people?
Yeah.
The Lord is doing the moonwalk in heavens, gathering up some static to throw down some lightning, okay? It's coming.
Oh, God. We're going to talk a little. We're going to have a little fun with Rachel Maddow. In the middle, this was great because in the middle of the speech, she goes to the Seattle mayor to find out that really isn't any violence going on. Don't you know that? Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a minute.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me just bring him on. I have so much fun when he's on and we hit the... You know, some of you guys, some of you... this is perfect. Some of you fuddy-duddies that send me emails about the way that Zoe and I talk about Jesus. You know, you got to go read your book. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what. Go grab a copy of the Message Bible. All right? You want to see, really? I mean, there's a passage that says a fool wants to be slapped. I mean, seriously, let's get down to earth with it. And if you think that Jesus doesn't have a sense of humor, then I don't think you've read your Bible. I mean, look at the guys he hung out with. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, yeah. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. So, man, I lost my train of thought. Because of the Bible thing. What's that?
You don't have some coffee either? I went on air without my coffee. I don't know if I'm ever doing that again.
See, I got my coffee. The coffee is easy. It's just that I get yakking away and I forget where I left off number one. And then number two is that I have so much fun talking about God and in a way that's not the holier than thou with the robe on and the whole nine yards. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Be quiet like in church where they were going, shh.
Yeah, when we say Jesus is my homeboy, we mean it.
Yeah. Oh, all right, that's going to get me 10 emails. Easy. So, all right, so, you know, again, I don't want to beat the sets, but I want to make sure we get this straight. First off, you know, when it comes to what's going on right now, nobody wants anybody or any group or what have you that is being taken advantage of, okay? And to Sheila Jackson Lee words, you know, which is, God, please don't listen to her, people. Just whatever she says, you know, is exactly the opposite, all right? I mean, she's putting out there that police officers, these guys that are jumping in front of bullets for black, white, green, red, whatever color you are, whatever size, weight you are, they are putting on the uniforms and going out and hunting down black men. You know, how does that help? So, you know, if you guys in Texas, and we're on a few stations in Texas, if you keep voting for her, I'm just going to say it, shame on you.
Yeah.
You know, right? I mean, we're supposed to be voting for people that are going to govern us according to God's word, are we not?
Man, I tell you what, see, now, when you got these places in the country that were seemingly red states, and when they talk about us in California, say, man, you crazy, Californian, you need to get out of California and stuff like that. Hey, liberalism affects everybody.
Yep.
It's an infection that spreads. And I keep hearing conservatives talking about, you know, who cares what these people think and all that sort of stuff. It's like you don't tell them, you don't ignore an infection. You don't pretend like nobody's listening to these people, because there are people listening to them.
Mm-hmm.
And for Texas to have people like Sheila Jackson Lee, Beto O'Rourke, I mean, Texas, it's like, this is what Texas needs to understand. Before they, you know, or states like that come after California for being crazy, you just remember that your states were Democrat states far longer than you guys were Republican. All right? You're going back to what you were. The infection, it has flared up again like a bad case of herpes, and y'all better be careful.
Oh, God. But listen, somebody showed me a picture of a sign on the highway that says, look, welcome to Texas. Don't vote what you're running away from.
Right?
Which is basically it. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So somebody just sent me this link to Joy Reid. She claims that the RNC is trotting out black speakers to make whites feel good about themselves.
Whatever, man. Okay, this is
you
once
can't
again,
win. Go.
Democrat, yeah, they can't. You can't win. It's like Democrats need to get their story straight, man. How does this work? You're mad at Republicans because Republicans don't have black people. You're mad at Republicans because they have black people. Which one is it?
Yeah, but this is. I mean, you see this all through the Old Testament, even in the days of Jesus. I think they call it possession. That's what they call it.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
demonocrats, yeah. Man.
But to your point, it's like they're so, and this is what hate does to people. They're so hateful for whatever reason. I'm not going to guess. My crystal ball doesn't work. Hadn't worked since I accepted Christ. You know, but these guys are looking, and it any move a conservative / Republican makes is always for an ulterior reason. We can't do anything that might be godly or right or for the right intentions. Only they do. And I know we beat this to death, but, man, you just run down the list of the things that they're okay with, the things that they're supporting, the damage that's being done, that it's not BLM. I don't believe for a second that the original BLM is doing all this damage. It's a whole different group. But they're tearing up black neighborhoods. Why isn't Joy Reid screaming about that? You know, about the white kids in those BLM groups that are going into black neighborhoods and burning down businesses. So you can't take them serious, can you?
Well, the thing is, Joe, is like this isn't anything new. This is not a new Democrat Party. You know, I know there's a lot of conservative commentators out there that talk about this Democrat Party that's new. It's not new. Democrats, their whole platform, their whole belief system is based on entitlement. Regardless of its, whether that comes in the form of slavery, socialism, or communism, or some collectivist idea. Slavery was more of their attempt to keep a private enterprise of this going. Now they want it to be a state. They want it to be a state policy of people being in this serfdom to them, and they twist everything around, the meanings around, and unfortunately, conservatives help them do it. You know, when I hear conservatives, you know, calling them radicals and stuff like this, they're not radicals. They're rebels. The Constitution calls them rebels. The Bible calls them rebels. The Constitution doesn't call it radicalism. The Bible doesn't call it radicalism. Why are Republicans calling them radicals? They're giving them the ideas that the parties have switched sides. And when they do that, it helps them promote prejudice against us, and it filters out on America. America has to pay for it. So conservatives have to stop with these words that they keep giving to Democrats, because it has a very bad effect.
Why would you look at, you know, you talk about that quite a bit, about how, you know, Republicans are kind of feeding the flames, if you would. And I don't disagree with you. But, you know, somebody asked me, so what do you do? How do you fix it? I've had a bunch of my black friends say, you know how you fix racism? Stop making everything about race. Stop talking about it all the time. Why do you call me, or one of my buddies said, why am I referred to as a black man? Why don't I just refer to as a man? Why can't people do that? I said, because we get, I don't know, we don't get forced into it, but we almost get pigeonholed into doing it.
Sure. But see, the thing is, Joe, it's once again, Republicans leave themselves wide open for it, though. There's Republicans, we have great ideas, right? There's great ideas, but the problem is that Republicans keep shooting themselves in the foot. I warned Republicans about this years ago. I first wanted to, and the biggest problem that they have is that they keep showing some sort of sympathy or affection for Confederate artifacts. I was like, Republicans, you got to stop with that. If you're going to want to keep the Confederate monuments up, the Confederate flag and stuff like that, and you want to talk to me about it being heritage and history, you have to give the heritage and history of where it came from. And it came from the Democrat Party. But Republicans don't do that, which means that they leave themselves wide open for the Democrats to wipe their evils onto them. They keep calling Democrats radicals. The Republican Party was founded as radicals, but they're giving that distinction to the Democrats. Jesus was the original radical. He's the original radical. Why would you give Democrats a distinction of Jesus? And then they wonder why people think the party switched sides. That's why we're in the trouble that we're in, Joe. We got great ideas. We're doing great things, but people don't receive it because of prejudice that Republicans keep letting them have.
Well, you know, it's a good point, a great point. You know, I think I talked with you a long time ago. I said, you know, I'm all for Juneteenth. I think we should bring Juneteenth on. And what I think we should do, I know I'm going to get slapped for this, but I think we should have parades and everything else like they do on the 4th of July, and we should have the, you know, KKK there with the Democrat National Convention logo right in the middle of their chests. I think, you know what I'm saying?
It has to be paper mache KKK, though. Paper mache.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. And the same thing, we should have the Margaret Sanger Brigade, right? I mean, seriously, the whole thing, let the world see, let people see truly what that was all about. And again, I don't know, we've just done such a lousy job in education, it's not over yet, in letting people know truly who did what. And let's just be clear, it's not so you can hate them for what they did, because you can't make a change unless you know the truth first, and then you start fixing it from there. But you can't fix it as long as you got people on both sides of the, I won't say the aisle, but both sides of the street pointing at each other. It doesn't do anything, right?
Mm. Yeah, it's because we need to point to the Lord and not in blame, man, but just point people to the truth. Is if we're really going to take the energy to be pointing at something, you know, we got to point, you know, people to Yeshua so they can understand what the law is, you know, so we can get the record straight, you know.
You know, but it's, I mean, we only got like a minute and a half, but you just said it, and that's the key word with everything, the law. The rules. Yeah. They don't want the law. They rules. A lot of times when I'm talking to some of my Democrat friends, they go, well, I have a hard time with God because he doesn't want me to be happy. And I'm just, I want to give him a head slap. You know what I'm saying? Like, are you serious? I mean, my kid wants to drink acid because it's purple colored and he thinks he's going to like it. I don't want him to do it. Am I keeping him from being happy? Really?
Purple acid, all right.
You see, you wound me up. Hey, where do people get do they still call albums, or is that old school?
I call them albums, just because it's an album. It's a body of work. Why not?
Yeah. All right, see, there you go. So where do they get your music? Where do they find you? Quick.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, the Zopium Den, the Zoloft, 20-pound sledge, and other assorted goodies.
What you'll find at the Zopium Den will get you high, but not on drugs. On Christ. That's really what it's about. Anyhow, hey, always a blessing, brother. I appreciate the time that you spend with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the week. And we'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. And I'm telling you, you'll have fun. I promise.